Hello, everybody. We are here from the Atri facility in Orfield for a special episode of the Lehigh Valley Beloved podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker, and today we are joined by Vice President of Jandl, Luke Jandl, and the Executive Director of the Pediatric Cancer Foundation of the Lehigh Valley, yes. Michelle Zini Rounds,
yes.
to talk more about Fizz That Fights, the new lemon twist seltzer from Atri that is going to be helping to give some funds to the Pediatric Cancer Foundation. Michelle and Luke, thank you guys so much for having us up here. I've never been here and it's awesome. It looks fantastic. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
So Michelle, can we first talk about this? This is what we're here for.
People absolutely.
You're now starting to find this in your grocery stores or everywhere you go for your Atri products. Tell
yes.
us about this. What is the whole story?
Well, Luke and I have known each other for a few years. We host our PCFLV golf outing, Luau on the Links, at mm-hmm. the club at Twin Lakes, which
sure.
is a Jandl
right
property.
Down the street. Yep.
We've been doing that for a few years now. And we just started talking about more ways we could collaborate. Luke expressed interest in getting more involved with PCFLV. And I knew that they've done a collaboration with some other organizations yeah. to raise funds. And we thought, let's do a seltzer for Pediatric Cancer Awareness
sure.
Month, which is in September. And it, you know, it's been a really fun and interesting process. I've learned a lot. It's just, we're super excited about it. And it connects to our awareness initiative,
sure.
which is 30 Days, 30 Stories. So every day in the month of September, mm-hmm. We tell the story of a pediatric cancer kiddo here in the Lehigh Valley, either a child who is still fighting or a child who has finished their fight. Occasionally a child that has passed away and is no longer with us, mm-hmm. but we tell their stories through photography and through stories written either by them or a parent. And Atreid and Jandl is the sponsor of that series this year. So it's just
great.
A great
yeah.
collaboration.
And I've already seen some of those social media posts that are going out. People
yes.
are finding these in the stores and posting selfies
yes.
with them. And it's a lot of fun. Luke, this is so special, right? To not only, you know, take over Atri, we'll get to that in a little bit,
sure.
but to do something like this where you're truly giving back. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, why that's the thing that Atri does?
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, for us, the owners of Atri, Jandl, we've been a part of the community here for, you know, over three generations mm-hmm. now. And we live in the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah.
People of Lehigh Valley purchase our products. They support us.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, buying Atri was one of those things. We didn't want to see a nostalgic brand go away. It's been just over 10 years now. And as part of our contribution back to the community for people that support us and buying our products or golfing at our golf course,
right.
This is one way we can do that. And it's partnering with great people like Michelle and her team at PCFLV. And just really, at the end of the day, the money is the one thing in the 20%, but it's really mm-hmm. raising awareness.
Yeah,
getting the product on the shelf. And we kind of look at it as a walking billboard.
It's exactly yes. what it is. Great.
We're at Lehigh, Northampton Counties, Berks, Schuylkill, Montgomery County with this product scattered
yeah.
throughout hundreds of retail locations that see thousands of people on a daily basis walking down the beverage
yeah.
aisle. And for us, this is a great way for us to promote about what the great things that they do. And it's that's really at the end of the day, that's why we do things.
Absolutely. And Michelle, for some people who are maybe not
sure.
familiar with the Pediatric Cancer Foundation in the Lehigh Valley, bring us up to speed. Can you tell
Absolutely.
Us what the foundation does, you know, the many years of helping so many families?
Absolutely. So I think a common misconception is that we are part of a larger organization, which
okay.
is not the case. We are our own small, hyper-local nonprofit,
mm-hmm.
Which is part of the reason we love partnering with Jandl
yeah.
and Atri, because we are all about local. We help about 450 families in the greater Lehigh Valley region. Anybody who lives within 50 miles of Allentown,
mm-hmm.
No matter where they are treated, may receive our services and come to our programs. Everything is free for those families. We are with them from diagnosis through treatment
mm-hmm.
into survivorship and when necessary into bereavement. We do so many different programs that I couldn't possibly name them all, but over 25 programs and services we provide. We try to help fiscally, emotionally, socially. Our main goal is to make families feel supported and
mm-hmm.
not alone in this journey. As a cancer mom myself, my son is a long-term survivor. He was diagnosed at 3 with leukemia and
mm-hmm.
is now 27 and doing great.
But
I know the journey. And
mm-hmm.
so it's very personal to me as it is to our team. And it's just really an honor to partner with another great Lehigh Valley entity.
Yeah, and I mean, you talked about the importance of that and giving back to the community. And I think that was, you gave back to the community a little bit in 2015
yeah.
when you purchased Atri, because we were just talking before we started about, that's been 10 years.
Yeah, right.
And when A-Treat, you know, at that time, sure, people were worried. I mean, yeah, it is soda, right? But it's like, it's our soda. It's right, the Lehigh Valley soda. There's so many people who look back and think about, you know, Big Blue, and like, sure, those were the it's flavors childhood of their childhood.
Yes, yes.
So for you guys to yeah come in and to do that is, you know, fantastic. But how has 10 years been? I'm sure it's not as easy as we're making it sound.
No, we've got a lot of great people at A-Treat that get it done every single day. But the way A-Treat kind of formulated and how Jandal eventually got involved was through some partnerships that we've had with the Agizio family. Mm-hmm. Not that we didn't want to jump in up front, but you know, we saw kind of where the market went and who was going to jump in. And when we saw nobody was jumping in after an extended mm-hmm period of time, we knew shelf space will get gobbled up. Yeah. No pun intended, gobbled up. But Coke and Pepsi, it doesn't sit empty for a while, and it's very competitive, and it's all about the retail space. So when nobody stepped up after 7 months, we stepped in and you built this facility, coordinated some great partnerships on the co-packing side, and we jumped right in. But it's a part of people's childhoods. It's their memories. Yeah. It's, you know, I tell people all the time, like growing up in Lehigh Valley, it's, you know, for a lot of people, it's one of the top 10 core memories is A-Treat's a part of it.
Right.
And you know, going to your grandma's house and yep opening the fridge and A-Treat's there. And we didn't want to see those memories go away. Mm-hmm. And for us, you know, with great people like Matt and the team at A-Treat that keep it running every single day, it's not easy, but we've made some great strides and we continue to expand every single day.
I mean, how was it for you as a business? I mean, obviously you guys are, you know, top high level, but you're kind of switching to a different kind of industry.
Well, that's a good point. And I think, you know, us being on the turkey side, we have a lot of relationships with the Giants, the Whole Foods, the Wegmans.
Yeah,
we generally kind of know how they work at the retail store, how the buyers work. Although it's a different segment, it's not poultry or meat, it's beverage, carbonated beverage. But we knew a lot of those contacts. And so we leveraged some of those and did it the best way possible. And when they saw a reputable company like Jandal coming in that has an established business mm-hmm already with Giant or Weiss's with the turkeys, they felt confident. And I think that was part of the reason why they were so accepting when we came back to the marketplace and said, hey, sure, we'll give you 4 feet, we'll give you 8 feet at these designated locations. Right. But it's been good.
And this is fun because you said it is like a walking billboard. I think I saw the previous one you did with Larry Holmes, right?
Yes, we did, Larry.
Like, and that was, I'm like, oh man, I missed that. Like, I wanted to go. My friend Chris went out and saw that they were doing it and met with them and like got pictures and everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of marketing as well, hyper local, but people respond
super,
to
super
it
local. And we talk, people like Larry, people like Michelle and PCFLV.
Absolutely.
We do the Women's 5K Classic. Yeah. We'll do that. And so kind of focusing around and catering around people of the Lehigh Valley that support the Lehigh Valley, where funds that are raised stay within the Lehigh Valley. Yes. That's the most important thing for us. Yeah, there's a lot of organizations that do great work, but you really can't commit. They can't commit to dollars staying local. And so for us, we want to look for those people. And that falls right in line with the PCFLV. Yes.
It just made me both realize, you said you're hyper-local, you're independent, yep, you're over the 50-mile, right? And it's kind of the same thing. Obviously, Jandal goes, but you're both based here and it makes a lot of sense. Like, you're just...
Absolutely. I mean, every penny we raise comes from the Lehigh Valley community, stays in the Lehigh Valley to help families in the Lehigh Valley. We don't contribute to things outside of the Lehigh Valley. There are a lot of other great organizations that do that, but we've been around for 21 years. It was our 21st anniversary in July. And so for these 21 years, we've been helping families right here. And it's a mission that can't move forward without other great organizations. Yeah.
All right. Though I did have one question. Is there ever going to be like a turkey soda at some point? You need, even if like a small batch?
I'm going to have to talk to Matt about that. So we do have some seasonal sodas. So we do have like cranberry ginger
ale. I get so excited. Wife's like that. We would go back and try to find it. That's how much we love them.
Yeah, we've got a pumpkin spice.
I was just going to ask. There's got to be a pumpkin spice.
We go in and out of the market, kind of shifts things. Right. And it's great because I think the retailers like that.
Sure.
And we've got the flexibility with the great team members that we have here to kind of reformulate products and get them to market pretty quick.
That's fine.
But yeah, we're nothing yet.
Put the brakes a little bit.
Thanksgiving and a soda.
But there are some soda flavored ice creams though, right? Yes.
They would probably pair well.
Yes.
With
soda flavored ice creams.
So as we kick off Pediatric Cancer Month in September, people can find this literally anywhere they can find A-Treat in the Lehigh That's Valley. Right. And so head out to wherever you do and look for these and take selfies with them
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. I mean, tag
part of
us.
This is tag sharing us. It with everybody.
Yes. And you will see on every bottle, there is a QR code that goes to our website. So that you can,
That's gonna make the cut. I set this up the whole episode.
Good job, George.
Yeah, there's a QR code that takes you to our website.
Yeah.
Are we each gonna get one? All right.
No, that's funny.
And you can follow
along. I'm talking with my hands the whole episode.
But, there's ways to do this, George.
Yeah. I prepared all the way to that. Well, honestly, thank you guys so much. I think we'll taste a couple of their sodas after this,
but
I think we should have a celebratory drink. Thank you guys so much for welcoming us up here.
Yeah, thanks for...
Congratulations. And I think this is great. I think you guys really, well, you can do whatever you want, but stuff like this is so much fun. It gets people excited.
Absolutely.
And, who's taking selfies in grocery stores anymore? You did it.
Cheers.
Cheers to the Pediatric Cancer Foundation and A-Treat. Go out and get some. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank you.
Awesome.
And it's delicious. Darling,
it is delicious.
It is seltzer water, so it's not
it's
soda.
Seltzer water, yeah. And it's all natural flavors, too, so it's, no aspartame, no sucralose. It's a hint of
it's
lime.
It's healthy for our kids.
He loves it.
Yeah.
Mikey loves it.
Wait,
you trust him, too?
I love it.
It's very clean.
Yeah, it's clean ingredients, all natural.
Ooh.
It's good.
That's good. Wait, is this a limited one too?
It is.
Okay, I'll store it.
Yeah.
Stop
it.
It's so funny. Like, we were literally, because we go to like, where is it? Like Valley Farm.
You can get somewhere. It here?
My cranberry one. Well, it was funny. I had one left and I held it. And finally, I cracked it open and ate it. I was like, I can't wait anymore.
Well, maybe you'll be back next September. We'll see. All
right. This is really delightful.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with RE/MAX Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Benko Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.